It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Do you know who's not glad they went there?
Hey.
New Idea. Mm. Oh, embarrassing. Bloody embarrassing for the team at New Idea.
Mm.
Yesterday, there was great news. The world is overjoyed because the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced that they are pregnante.
Congratulations.
And
stop copying my stuff.
Yes, I know. They always copy you and Carly when you make baby announcements.
Mm.
But basically, the new version of New Idea comes out on Monday, right? First thing Monday in the shops, bang, you can get your New Idea.
So yesterday, a new edition of New Idea dropped.
Dropped. And on the front cover, it's got a picture of Harry, a picture of Meghan, and it says, official palace statement.
Mm.
It's all over.
Oh.
Yeah.
As in the relationship.
Yeah. It's all over.
Well, that's awkward timing.
Yeah, that's really awkward because then just, you know, and this happened in the morning. We broke this news at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And obviously the shops don't open up until about 9, whatever.
The pregnancy news, you mean? We broke the pregnancy news at 6:30. And then
the shops open up and you're like, oh, wow, that's a new idea with Prince Harry and me. Oh, what? They're breaking up. They just announced that they're having a baby.
Mm.
What's happening? Oh, embarrassing. Oh, embarrassing. And this is the thing with tabloid newspapers, right? Mm. They seem to get in trouble sometimes because sometimes they're just like, I would love to know what it's like to work in one of those newspapers.
Yeah.
Because we get our ass absolutely kicked if we say things that really aren't true.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a whole code of conduct and all this sort of stuff. You've got to be really careful.
Yeah.
But it seems that, you know, the new idea, sometimes it's like, oh, what should we write this week? Mm. Tabloid papers in general just have that kind of vibe about
it. It's almost like they take their pants off and then they put their hand around and then they just poop in it and then they throw it against a wall and see what sticks. Ah, there's your edition of New Idea for this week.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You and I are millennials, okay? Mm. And we feel like we're up with it.
But or down with it, whatever the case may
be. It is. Point proven. And the thing is, as time rolls on, one day you wake up and you're like,
God, I just don't care anymore.
No, well, there's that. But also, it's happened. You know, I too have gone on my journey away.
Now and
I
mean, that's okay. Is saggy and.
Hey, not in my life.
Whoa.
So I want to educate you because, you know, you act like you hate TikTok or whatever, but you're on it through a voyeur type of.
Well, no, I've never used TikTok, once in my life. I've used plenty of content on the show, but I get that through other channels.
Yeah, you are an Instagram user, you're a Facebook user, and things are different now. The use of emojis are different now.
Okay,
right. So I'm just going to tell it to you. So I'm going to send you some emojis that Gen Z, the kids, are using at the moment.
Sure.
And I'm going to ask you if you can decipher them. And you might know them.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to double check. So if you check your phone, you'll find an emoji.
Right. Open this message.
Open the message. Okay. You'll find an emoji there at the moment.
Oh, okay. So it's a skull.
Yeah.
It's
what does that mean?
Dead.
In what capacity?
Like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. I'm dead.
Kind of.
Kill me.
It's
killing me.
No, it's
like
it's,
this chick is killing me.
Okay, you know what?
Will she stop talking?
No. You know what?
No, I stopped talking.
You know what you would normally use instead of that is the smiling face that's crying, laughing emoji.
Oh,
we don't use that anymore.
No.
You use a skull to be like, I am dead from laughing.
I've laughed myself
to death.
Off the mortal coil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Here's one that is a little bit easier for you.
Okay, it's a clown face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like if someone's looking stupid, like look like a clown.
Yeah. It's if it's check
out this clown.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What about this one?
That's pregnante. I didn't have the button.
Someone actually messaged us on their Instagram and said, why do you spell pregnant like this? Because they're pregnante.
Was that the tone? Because it's very hard to miss.
No, I know. I just made the tone. Yeah, it might be like, hey, how do you guys, why do you guys do it? Yeah.
So sassy.
Okay,
so
what's that about?
It's the pregnant lady. Is that I've eaten so much and I'm really full?
No.
Damn it.
Any other ideas?
I've got some news for you that I'm going to drop.
No. Okay.
Because the emoji, the lady's kind of holding her tummy like a pregnant
mother. Okay, what you would use this emoji for is if I, so it's a sign of praise, right? So if I put up a bit of a racy Insta pic, you would post that to be like, I got pregnant just by looking at your photo.
I should have known that.
You should have known that. You should have known that.
That was where I was going with it next.
Were you?
No.
Okay, cool. Next set of emojis.
Okay.
This is your second last one.
This is the pointing fingers going to the right and then the pointing fingers to the left. So that's two emojis in one.
Yes.
So that means, is that like some sort of connection thing? Is that like a shipping term?
Shipping term.
Yeah. Sort of.
You catch the ferry, I catch the ferry.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle.
Sort of like tip to tip.
I'll stop you there. So it means that you're shy or that, you know, something is making you shy, you know, because it's like twiddling your fingers.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you what it is.
I don't believe that's a thing.
Okay, and this is your last one. Mm. We're doing emojis. Millennials don't get Gen Z rocking new memes for emojis.
Right. So this is the Russell Coit smiley face, essentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what you can't do? Zoom in on emojis.
No.
Okay. So is that an Indiana Jones reference?
No.
Okay. Is it a kind of a, it's not my first rodeo, as I often say to you?
Yeah. No.
No. Is it, is that a hello cowboy?
As you have often said to me.
Check out this hottie.
No, it describes your feelings when you're happy on the outside but dying and over it on the inside.
Oh, that's what an Indiana Jones / Russell Court hat means,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
God.
There you go. You are now educated.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
Tom and Loggie. We find out, I guess, sometime in the next 24 hours whether lockdown will wrap up tomorrow night, 59. We'll be waiting with bated breath. But it was called quite quickly on Friday.
Yes.
About lunchtime. We were certainly off air. We'd finished our show for the day. Mm. And then the news came through that Victoria would be going into stage 4 lockdown for 5 days. And would you believe, as I said before that song, people are still trying to get married.
Yes.
There's probably couples that have put off weddings, had it postponed a couple of times last year, and then had this weekend of Valentine's Day.
And it was the most perfect weekend weather-wise as well.
All planned and then bang, lockdown again.
To
which
get that phone call, man.
Devastating, so devastating.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
One woman who is close to all of these goings on is Di Schmidtke from the Geelong Celebrant Collective. She joins us now. Good morning, Di.
Oh, good morning, Tom. G'day, Loggie.
Hello. This was a very big weekend for you and your fellow celebrants. Friday, basically, Dan Andrews made the call, like we mentioned, but then a lot of people made a call to you and said, what can we make happen today? How did that work out?
Absolutely. Well, I tend to try not to listen to the news because I know someone will always tell me. Mm. But I happened to flick the TV on. There he was. And I was thinking, oh, what the?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden my phone was lighting up. First of all, it was celebrants going, we're doing a wedding today. We're doing three weddings. And then it was my bride for this Saturday, the date is. Anyway, she'd been cancelled twice already and had originally had another celebrant who they didn't connect with, and so they'd already changed celebrants. They changed venues, they changed dates, and were just beside themselves. And I said to her, oh, weirdly, I'm getting all these calls, I'm seeing all these messages from celebrants who are actually doing weddings tonight. And she hung up on me. She goes, I'll call you back in 5.
Yeah.
And then her husband-to-be called back and he said, what have you done?
Oh, we're on.
We're on. He said, you said you're available tonight. I said, I'm available tonight. It was going to be a night on the couch. And he said, we are on. Now, that would have been about 3:15 in the afternoon.
Wow.
They didn't have the boys' suits. They didn't have the wedding ring. They didn't have catering. Didn't have anything because they weren't doing it at home. They were doing it at a venue in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But also it was, they live about an hour and a half away. They were in Werribee. They just moved from Werribee.
Yeah.
And they live about an hour and a half away. And Friday night traffic was the worst Friday night traffic I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, bumper to bumper both sides. And it was 2 hours to get there. And I married them on Sunset.
Amazing. So you got, it wasn't even late, like a late night wedding. It was
Sunset.
No, 8 p.m. We got there by about 3:45. They'd sort of settled down enough I just finished it as it went dark.
Oh,
perfect. And it wasn't that smooth. You say they didn't have the ring or the suits, and it wasn't that smooth of a process to get their hands on either, was it?
No. Well, she went to Chadstone, so Ashwood is quite near Chadstone. Now, yeah. Chadstone Friday night lockdown. Can you imagine? Oh. I can't even imagine getting a car park.
I know.
So she's this tiny little quiet little bride-to-be, and she runs into the jewellery shop with her arms in the air going, I'm getting married in 4 hours. And so they all threw their arms up in the air and, you know, got the ring organised and they packaged it up and they sold it to her, and she went running off through Chadstone. And then she turned around and three people were following her, running after her. And she's like, what's going on? And they were workers and customers going, we've got given you the wrong ring. Come back.
They gave her the wrong ring.
I don't know how they did it. Everyone was just overexcited.
Oh.
So she had to go back and get the correct ring. Hilarious. You know, no time to spare.
No.
Meanwhile, her partner's going, pick up my suit. She's like, I don't want to pick up your suit. I want to pick up your suit. So she goes and picks up all the men's suits. And one of the groomsmen is 6'3", I think, 6'5", 193 centimetres.
Yeah.
And his trouser pants were just below his knees.
Oh. So
they
three quarter length.
Slightly two hands, three
yeah.
quarter length.
Oh, not wow.
A good look.
Oh, no.
And so did they just like hide him from the knees down in photos or?
Well, hilarious. So they've got beautiful pale grey suit. Pale grey suit, black jeans.
Black jeans. Bless. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Do you know
that's
what? Fair. To get through all of that, though, how did they feel at the end of it once it all finally came together with a little bit of added stress there? How did they feel?
Are super, super happy. They both sent me messages the next day. That even on the night, they were so happy. You know, they had chips and dip. They had plastic plates. They had a makeshift bar. They had plastic cups. They had a few fairy lights and bunnings,
nearest and dearest,
a rug on the ground, nearest and dearest, and a couple of funny little rows of seats, you know, almost like a chapel.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is the best thing we could ever have done.
Oh, wow. Bless.
So special, so memorable. I personally know totally. How stressful a wedding can be, and
man.
How you just get a little bit, not that ours was like, I would say more stressful than any, but Di, you married us with Digby, but I don't know if you recall, but I certainly remember, and it's one of those moments that, you know, you lie in bed at night and you think, God, why am I such an idiot? We were doing our rehearsal the night before. Do you remember this? And I think I called you Karen or Sharon or something. Didn't I? I was like, no worries. I don't even know where it came from. I know your name.
Karen.
And it just came out, and it's just that whole.
Yeah, I do remember that. It's like you're in a different on a different plateau of life.
Yeah.
And you were beautiful about it as always, but I was just like, oh my God, and I still think about that to this day.
I'd forgotten, but that is great.
What a magnificent effort from all of the people that helped pull those events together right across
Absolutely.
Victoria and Australia. Not Australia in such a rush, but certainly across Victoria because of lockdown on Friday.
Yeah, there were extraordinary things like chapels, and there's a really funky chapel in Collingwood who have opened their doors and said, you know, if you've done your notice of intended marriage a month before, just come in. Bring your celebrant, bring your rings, just come in. Like, those kind of stories just really warm my heart.
Mm. Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah. See?
All right, Di, we have to let you go, but look, it's wonderful to catch up and, such a beautiful story, and congratulations to everybody who did squeeze in a wedding and everybody else who's still waiting. Just hold off and you'll get there eventually.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We're just seeing pictures flashing up of wineries up on the TV before. And today, people at the wine... Oh, sorry.
Sorry, today's show's in Port Lincoln. Oh, God's country. What a glorious part of the world in South Australia. I worked there for almost 3 years because it was such a beautiful place to live.
Do you want to tell the story you were telling me off air about the car park they were standing in?
If you see the Today Show this morning, they're broadcasting from a car park on the foreshore on the Esplanade there. I think it's Tasman Terrace it's actually called. In Port Lincoln, and I bought a motorbike and then broke up with a girl by meeting her because she worked right near there. So after she finished work, I met her in the car park across the road, rolled up on my brand new motorbike, which I'd never owned one before, took my helmet off, broke up with her, put my helmet back on and rode off into the darkness.
Did you break up with her because you thought that motorbike was going to get you a lot more action?
No, because she was dreadful.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sweet.
But it was the coolest way I've ever done a breakup. That's
right. Oh, hang on. Oh, I've got to start it again.
Pop a monitor. pop a wheelie and then go into it like a bloody foot on the footpath.
I'm just getting used to this. But, yeah, well, they had a vision of wineries and the people at the wineries, right? And if you've ever been to a winery, there's so many around here that we know and love. Man, I've been to Tarinda Estate many times. Jack Rabbit, there's Basil's Farm. There's many, 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 many. And... the lady at the winery there, she was doing the old swirl and sniff. But she was sniffing for a long time, like real sniffing, right? Now, when I've done a winery tour or winery tasting, whatever, I love getting behind the sniff.
Yeah.
I'm all for it when they're like, you can smell the, you know, the tannins and there's this fruity biscotti in there with some fruit punch. I'm like, yep. And I can smell it.
And do they talk about legs? Like, they've got like long legs, how it runs down the side of the inside of the glass or something? Yeah.
There you go. Oh, you've done a few in your time too. But yeah, I'm always like, yeah, cool, I'm with it. But in a normal everyday setting, unless it's the first glass or something like, hey, guys, I bought this bottle. I don't know. I've heard stuff about it. Have you ever tried it? No, I've never tried it. Oh, crack it open. Here you go, Tom. What do you reckon of this?
You probably
have a little whiff first, right?
Yeah.
But apart from that, no one is sniffing it. I just remember back to the day, right? And this is when I used to work in the Magistrates Court. And we all went out for this bougie dinner. Now, there were a few magistrates. I think there was like a big magistrate visiting or something. And this wasn't here. This was, I think, down in Warrnambool when I worked down there.
Yeah, right.
So there were a few magistrates and then there were a few of us clerks and stuff like that.
Yeah, all out for dinner on taxpayer coin, I would imagine.
God, no, Tom. How dare you? How very dare you? I can just do a quick little search here and just get up all your information. Just remember that. Nah. And so we're sitting at this long table, right? And I happen to be in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
So on one side, to my left, very established older magistrate.
Yes.
Former magistrate, I think he might have been. And his wife and all the other magistrates. On the other side of the table, if I turn to my right, all my mates at work. Right? So it was a pretty big juxtaposition as far as my personality was going.
Sure. Yeah. You're caught in the middle.
I'm caught in the middle. So anyway, this old mate, former magistrate dude, he was loving just having a sniff of his wine. And the whole time, I don't even think I saw him take a sip.
He just
sniffed it the whole night, right?
Yeah.
And so we would be having a conversation and he was lovely. He'd pick up his drink, I'd pick up mine, I'd go for a sip and he would just... like, and you know when you sniff real hard that your nostril kind of closes up?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is normal. This is normal. Like my face says this is normal.
Yeah.
My brain says, what is going on? Should I be sniffing? What's happening here? And it was just real funny because, you know, the conversation just varies from side to side.
Yes.
So I'm turning right. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's going on this week? Yeah, sweet. And then you turn to the left. Have you seen the tennis players at the Australian Open this year? They are fantastic.
Yeah.
And this wine, amazing.
K-Rock.